Rosh Yeshiva, we are up to Siman Reish Pei Gimel Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to 123 over here. Lama Imotzin Shnei Sefer Torah B'Shabbos. Why don't we take out two Sefer Torah on Shabbos like we do in all other Chags? We have the Korban Musaf on other Chags. That's what we learn from after. Darli and Chagim, we also have a Korban Musaf on Shabbos. Why don't we take out a Sefer Torah every Shabbos? Two Sefer Torah on Shabbos. One you'll read the Parsha Shavua, and one you'll read the Korban Musaf of Shabbos. So the two opinions, brought down. One is mentioned by the Machaber over here. Mashi Motzim B'Shabbos Sefer Shnei Sefer Torah. Parsha Sefer Sheni the cross Parsha Musafim Yunei She'ein Ba Ela Shnei Psukim. The reason is that the Korban Musaf of Shabbos is only two Psukim long, and we all know that you need three Psukim in order to read a Parsha. And it only has two Psukim, so it's a technical reason that Rashi. Okay, good. So the Chora, the answer to the Rosh Shiva's question, that's what Tosos and the Rosh bring down. The Mishnah Berurah brings down another sheet of Tosos. That Tosos caught them old time and Siv caught an Aleph. Since every Shabbos we have to read, the Haftorah has to be connected minyanu shel yom, and generally the Haftorah is connected to the Maftir. When we add a new Maftir, generally we have it connected to the Maftir. V'karinim b'shal Shabbos, in yitzarech la'haftir min asalik minei, v'ayinim minyanu Shabbos. Every Shabbos we'd have to read Haftorah, connect. No, not every Maftir. When we add a special Maftir. So therefore, that's another reason brought down by the Rishonim over here. Tosfos brings down that generally when we add a special Maftir, what's saying over here, we have a special Maftir, generally the Haftorah goes after that special Maftir. It's generally connected to the Maftir. Okay, the Haftorah Kimat always is connected the Parsha. It's nothing to do connected to the Parsha. Okay? Parsha's not so. Talks about a Nazir, so we read about Shimshon in Parsha, even though it's not the end of the Parsha, but that's what we connected over there. Many other examples, we always, the Haftorah has to be connected to the Parsha. But when you have a special Haftorah, like in Chagim, you read the Haftorah connected that. One of the exceptions to the rules is, not on Rosh Chodesh, but Erev Rosh Chodesh. When we read Machar Chodesh, it has nothing to do with the Parsha, there's no special Maftir, there's no special, but we read Machar Chodesh. Anyways, that is the Haftorah on that time. Let's move on. Reish Pei Dalet, we have a lot to cover over here. Reish Pei Dalet, Tzivar, Din Haftorah. We've gone to the Maftir, now we get to the halachas of the Haftorah, a lot of great things over here. Says the Mechaber over here, Siv Alf. Once again, let's go back to what we saw yesterday, the history of Haftorah once again. In the beginning, there was no Haftorah. We didn't read from the Navi, we read from the Sefer Torah. Afterwards, when it came to Takana, they weren't allowed to read from the Sefer Torah. They started reading from a Navi in order not to replace the Torah, but as a Zecher Torah, like Kriyas Torah. After they were able, Baruch Hashem, to reinstate and have Kriyas Torah again, they didn't want to move the Navi to the side, not read Navi then, so he kept also to read the Navi, but first they had to read from the Sefer Torah inside. Now, based on that, we can understand how long is the Haftorah supposed to be. So they make a cheshbon, since the Haftorah really came in the place of Kriyas HaTorah. Therefore, on Shabbos, you generally need 7 aliyahs, and you need at least 3 psukim in every aliyah, so that's 21 psukim. That's where we get to why the Mechaber says over here, Maftirim benavi min yonish al parsha, your maftir benavi, that's something connected to the parsha, vein pochsi mikalf al psukim. You're not supposed to have less than 21 psukim in the Haftorah. Oh, so you'll ask, last week's Haftorah was shorter than 21 psukim. There are Haftorahs shorter than 22 psukim, and that's the rest of the Mechaber. Elin kain solik inyonim b'batzer b'hachi. If the Haftorah you want to read for that parsha, the inyon ends at that point, that's where the Haftorah ego and kigon olusechem spuat zalzivichichem. And why does it has to be a minimum of 21. It doesn't have to be 21 psukim. It's a minimum of 21 psukim. Just like Kriyas HaTorah is a minimum of 21 psukim. We have 175 coming up in Parshas Nasa. Okay? Because that's a minimum, you know? Because you go to the end of the inyan. And that's what the machlok, and Ashkenaz is fired, and where the inyan ends. You wait 21 psukim to connect to the thing, but let's say, Shira's Dvorah is very long. We're not going to end in the middle of the Shira. The Shira goes on for much longer than 20 psukim. So we go to the end of the Shira's Dvorah. Just Ashkenazim start well before the Shira's Dvorah. They start from the beginning of the story. And the Sephardim start from the actual Shira. Says the Ramah, V'davka b'Shabbos b'din kavah psukim. Only on Shabbos you need 21 psukim. Gimel psukim l'kol echad. Mean hakruim. We have 7 kruim on Shabbos. Therefore you can get to the cheshbon of 21. I will be yomtiv shikorin. Hey, on yomtiv where you only have 5 aliyahs. You only have 5 aliyahs. Sagi b'tasbav psukim. Therefore on yomtiv, it's good enough to have 15 psukim. On Yom Kippur, it would be good enough to have 18 psukim because you have 6 aliyahs. V'chulei. There's only a takkanah to read Haftorah, only in the tzibur after they read Kriyas HaTorah. If there's no Kriyas HaTorah, you don't do Haftorah, you don't do Haftorah. We don't do it. At Asr, they say the brachas before and afterwards. If you don't want to read the Haftorah without a bracha, when you don't have a Sefer Torah, let's say you're in a place that doesn't have a Sefer Torah on Shabbos, and you want to read the Haftorah, you can read the Haftorah if you want, out of a Tanakh, but you would not say brachas on such a kriya. No, it's not a chiv. That for sure not a chiv. For sure not a chiv. It sounds like that after, there's no, if you want to do it, you can go ahead and do it. Now, very importantly, Mr. Bro over here, Sivkatan Aleph, as look everyone's side, Sivkatan Aleph, the Mishnah Bro says over here, brings down a machlok and says, Katav Alavosh. Lavosh writes, Tamahisi shalashalo reisi noagin lichtov aftoros kidin sefer. To me, I don't see that people have the Nach written on cloth like a Sefer Torah. Ki ayanir li, shein yotzin klal b'kriyas haftar b'chumashim yitpasin. Says Lavosh, you're not yotzi with the haftorah if you read out of a chumash, you read out of a Tanach, you're not gonna be yotzi. That's the opinion of Lavush. So what in the world is the world? Some kind who do not read out of a cloth. So that's the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Mr. Bro says, yeah, Taz the Magen Avraham, Yishvu HaMinag, the Magen Avraham and the Taz, they're Miyashiv, the Minag Lusrilu, the Ashu Al Yedei Tufus, the Gamal Niyar, the Shalob Glila, Mutter Lo'inyan Zeh. For this, you can do it. However, the Magen Avraham and the Taz split. And therefore, you turn into like three shittas over here. Magen Avraham and Taz allow you to read a printed out of a printed Tanakh. However, Mikol Makom, Das Magen Avraham, Tzarech Laikros Haftorah Mitoch Navi Shalem Anit Pas. You have to have a Navi Shalem. You don't have Tanakh Shalem, but you have to, if you're really reading, say for Yeshayahu, you have to have a full Yeshayahu. You're reading Yirmiyahu, full Yirmiyahu. Treyasar, fill Treyasar. What? Right. So also, we'll see in a second. Mitoch Navi Shalem Nidpas, Velo Mitoch Haftorah Levadim Pesim B'Chumash. Not just like the Haftorah that's written in the back of your Chumash, you have the Haftorah, and that's not what you're supposed to read from. V'chein, Gam Kein Das Eli Rabbi in Shah. So we have three shitas really over here. You have the Lavush who holds, you need a cloth. You need a Navi. You can't read out of a printed Tanakh, Kal V'Chumar, out of a printed Haftorah written in the back of a Chumash. You have the Shita of the Magen Avraham who holds, you can read out of a printed Tanakh, Tanakh Shalem, or just that Sefer Shalem. And you have the Shita of the Taz, who holds that even if you read it out of just a Sefer Haftaras, you just have a list of the Haftaras, or like the back of our Chumash you have just the Haftarah printed, you are still going to read that. How does the Mishnah Berurah Paskin? He says, Mikol Makom, Im Ein Lam Rak Haftarah Mitaz B'Chumash. If you only have Haftarah that Nispat and Chumash, you don't have a Navi Shalem, Yesh Lismach Lahakal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that one should be Samach Lahakal, even for the most Mekel Shita, Shalom Levatel Kriyas Haftarah, in order not to Mevatel the Kriya of the Haftarah, Ach lechatchila bevadai roi v'nachon she'el lechol tzibur nevi'im she'nichtavim beklaf kedin. Lechatchila, every tzibur should have a klaf that was written kedin. She'az gam Hashem os nichtavim b'kdusha, then therefore, Shem Hashem is also written b'kdusha. Ma she'en kek shu'al nir hanit pas, which is not true. When it's on a nir hanit pas, that is a lot. It sounds like over here the Mishnah Berurah is passing that svarim that are printed does not have kdushas Hashem. It does not mean it doesn't have kdushas HaTochen. It still has Torah. It's not a Torah, but it does not have the same kedushas as Hashem according to this Mishnah Berurah. V'chein hinig agra b'kila son os legrad izi kila was very, very mild to make sure that they had a Navi Shalei. I mean a Navi written by a sofer and a cloth. U'ke'ei nitpashet zeh b'har b'kilos Yisrael v'ashri chalkam, and now it's been, this is started in many different kilos that they do have the Nas written on a cloth Shalem and ashri chalkam. Look inside Shartzi, and he gives very stark Musa over here. Says the Chavetz Chaim over here in the Shartzi. See, God and Dalis is the bigger than Yeshua Dabra Bazaharbi. I'm the Rab. Umil. Ein lim chos biyad and noagin lahaka. You do not have to be machber. Those who are noagin lahaka, they do out of a Tanakh, or even out of Chavit, then they have what to be samachan. Do bechlau, Isla says, Lasso Sashem, if first or Zecha. It's part of, we're gonna forget the Tanakh, we don't wanna forget the Haftaras. Shekosh lekol tzibur lechtov neviyim klaf kedin, because it's hard for every tzibur to write on a klaf kedin. It's very expensive. Aval bivadei atzibur shiachos biyodim. For sure, tzibur that has enough money. Yesh lahem lechtov neviyim kedin. They should write a navi kedin. They also have to find a balkorei who knows how to read kedin. Ubeprat biyameinu shemefazrin harbe kesef al tachshite beit hakneses. Especially in our generation where people, they spend all this money on the fancy shul and the fancy jewelry, which is also good. They have a nice shul, there's nothing wrong with having a nice shul. but they're going to spend all this money on making their shul nice. But then they're missing the ikar, you're missing the right, correct svarim. Okay? She'az she nachutz kol kach, u'kavanasal l'shein shemayim k'day l'kayim zekelim, even though there's kavana, is l'shein shemayim, that they should have zekelim, they should have a beautiful bacon. That's it. V'vadei mitzal isnos, b'ksivas nevim akdoshim. Better for them to be misnah. They have the VM, have a Yeshayahu, have a Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel, then to have a beautiful Beit Kiddush like this. For sure, L'chatzchila, everyone agrees to read out of a klaf. That is the mitzvah minimum of chai. That is the best possible. If you don't have a klaf, the next best thing is to have a safer shalom of the Nach to read from. And if you don't have that, then read on Zevedar. We're still going to go ahead and be Samech to go ahead and make brachas. But we'll see throughout the Simen a lot of different chilukim, whether you have a klaf, or you have a Navi that's written by a sofer, or you have a Tanakh, there's gonna be nafkaminas between them. Okay? Fine. Now, one more thing the Sharatzian points out, which is less common nowadays. The Sharatzian Os Aleph, he says, well, you do have to be careful. Many congregations were using Tanakhs, who were printing the Tanakhs. The Christians were printing a lot of Tanakhs. Tanakhs that were printed by the Christians, that's in the Nogel. Mutav yoter shikraftar b'chumash v'lobam. Better to read from a chumash. Even not even a strong enough lush. Also to read from those tanachs that are written by the Christians. You can't have a tanach. What? Put it in the fire. Okay? And that's to read only chumash. L'chora, that might be the reason why the Chofetz Chaim has a soft lush over here, because of the censurim. But it's absolutely not allowed at all to have to read from tanachs that are written by apikors. Fine. Gimel, Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Gimel says. We said over here the Ramah says the Belavach Asur the Korsim of Brachos of Hanel Chorea. If you don't, Karo B'Sefer Torah. V'Nim says Akar Kriya Shipsula. What happens? You read from a Sefer Torah, and after the Kriya, you realize it was a puzzle Sefer Torah, so it wasn't really good Kriya. You read off Torah. Afilu Achim Aftin Acharei Mevarchin Abrachos of Hanel Chorea. It still is somewhat of a Kriya, especially it's hard in the many Rishonim. Therefore, you'd still go ahead and have the off Torah. Siv Beis. Imchal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. And Rosh Chodesh itself, we don't have a Torah. Okay? Shabbos you do. So what happens when Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos come together? Einam after maskil shal Rosh Chodesh klal. First opinion of the Shulchan is that you don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the brachas of the Haftorah, because the Haftorah does not come because of Rosh Chodesh, it only comes because of Shabbos. Even though we don't mention in the Chatima, you mention Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the Bracha Sha'omer at Yom HaManoach HaZeh, at Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh. However, the minhag is like the story Rishona, both for Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, we do not mention Rosh Chodesh in the Kriya at all. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here, Siv Katan Vav. Sorry. Sikon Dalit, Dil Mali Shabbos, a Navi Rosh Chodesh, because it was not for Shabbos, there was no Navi on Rosh Chodesh, therefore you do not mention it at all. Sif Gimel. Tzarich lechavin lebrachos ha-kori mitoro, u lebrachos ha-mafter v'yana achrei amami. You have to have a kavana, meaning the whole tzibur. When the person getting up there after Haftorah, it's not time to talk, you know this is the best time, everyone loves to talk during the Haftorah. The Haftorah is, you have to be chavim to the brachos of the person making the brachos. So, chavim the brachos of Korim HaTorah, who the brachos of after V'yana Achreim Amen. V'yana Achreim Amen. V'yalu l'hashim minyan mea brachos k'shigad minyan b'shabbos. Very importantly, this will count. Says the Mechaber, since we're missing a few brachos on Shabbos, they get to 100 brachos, we have a chiyuv to say 100 brachos every day. Since we're choser on Shabbos, when you have kavana to be yotzei, the brachos of Kriyas HaTorah and Haftorah over here, that's how you can go ahead and be mashlim the brachos. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Hevav, Acharei Amen, Da'idei Yenias Amen, when you answer Amen to someone's bracha, it's like you're making the bracha yourself. And therefore, you have to davka say Amen. But, what don't you say? And this also, maybe people make this mistake. Moreno of Rabbeinu Rav Nevitzel mentions it all the way at the end of Dibur Masal Kilu. V'lo la'anos baruchu v'ruch shemo. You are being yotzi the brachas of the Haftorah. He's being motzi the tzibor, and therefore, you do not answer baruchu v'ruch shemo. You only answer baruchu v'ruch shemo, and a bracha that you're not being yotzi. Okay, over here you're being yotzi the bracha, and therefore, if Nevinzal points out, you're not supposed to answer bracha Rosh Mo. Unfortunately, in the nigin of the Haftorah, after Baruch Atah Hashem, there's usually a pause. And therefore, the Tzibur says Baruch Baruch Shemo, but that is incorrect. You're not supposed to say Baruch Baruch Shemo. You're supposed to only go ahead and answer Amen. Last thing over here, look inside Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Ches. This will be another nafkamina, as we said before. Sorry, this is, or yikshayach to Siv Dalad. Sorry, let's do one more. Siv Dalad. Katan yachal after. A katan is allowed to say the after. Bin karalam after. Mishayena yodea lomar after. If someone gets called to the after, someone who does not know how to read the after, this is the first time we've seen this, unlike its master from the Mechaber earlier on, yachal acher lo omra, someone else could read the after, aval lechatchila asu laskoskein, but lechatchila, that's not the correct thing to do. Lechatchila, the person who gets after, he's supposed to read the after. But, with the Evid, you could have someone else read. But what are we talking about over here? Points out the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Ches. He says over here, Avalechatchila, Hainu she'ein koilam after mishlo yedea achar kachli kos after agaki. Ubizmaneinu, Shaminag bikam emakomos lichtov nevim al klaf v'beglila kasever Torah. According to the minag that we just mentioned before, that many kilos nowadays has a navi that's written in beglila in a kind of klaf, like a sefer Torah, in Cain, a korabunavi, who motzi kolatzibur, kikriyas sefer Torah. Therefore, the haftorah becomes similar to kriyas haTorah, just like the balkori is motzi the tzibur in kriyas haTorah. So too, the balkori over here by the navi is motzi the whole tzibur. V'lachay, afil lechatchila mutar likros lamafter, afil misheni yodeh likros b'navi batzvah. That's nafkamina number one over here. If you have a navi that's written on a klaf, you're allowed to call up someone who, from after, who does not know how to read the haftorah, and he can emote just like the, for kriyas haTorah we do it. So too over here, he can do it also by the navi, lechatchila kibiyotze, through the kriya of the balkori. The yomer kol brachos, yashli atzibar, yikra haftorah, kamosha kore, besefer Torah. And therefore, when the Ramah says that b'diyevid you're allowed to, when you don't have, then you do it out of a Tanakh or out of Chumash, we still allow it, however it's only b'diyevid, l'chatchila, the person who is getting the aliyah, he should be the one who reads the haftorah. But when you have a klaf, then even l'chatchila, the balkorei could go ahead and read, and he could give someone else the mafter. Adkan for today.